Well, hello guys. Now here's a 60-year-old British man who is disabled. And he was holidaying in Pattaya and staying at this hotel, which apparently he stayed before with no problems. And the hotel was 1,000 baht a night, which is about £23, which is more than I'd ever paid, but that was years ago, of course. And this guy brought back 3 Thais to his hotel room. Apparently 2 femons and 1 trans. While they were in his room, he went to have a shower. Not sure how he managed that, being disabled, but while he was having his shower, they stole £150 and scarpered. Now, when you bring a girl back to your hotel room, they have to give in their ID card to the desk. It's just some form of a little security. But not much, because these are just copies of IDs, and they all could be fake anyway. 2 of them handed their ID cards in, but 1 didn't. But when they left quite quickly, they didn't even pick up the 2 IDs that they gave in. Anyway, here's the guy reporting it to the police station. And the police are looking at CCTV footage from the hotel. Of course, the problem is that a lot of Thais look very similar. That's not being racist, that's just a fact. One of the problems is this guy picked them up on Beach Road. Beach Road is a place where freelancers work. They're generally Thais that don't work at bars, or they've worked at bars and they've been a bit troublesome. Or maybe they worked at bars, but they're working there to get extra money. Because the Thai femon has to pay money to the bar, of course, take a percentage. The police say they're looking for these people now, but even if they find them, it's unlikely they're going to get the money back. Could have been worse, they could have stole his passport. A lot of these hotels in Pattaya have safes in the room, but when I lived there, the safe isn't much protection at all. Mostly all of them know how to get it open. Now this £150 doesn't seem much, but it probably is to this English guy. He's probably on a fixed income. You must always keep your guard up in Pattaya. If you take a Thai femon from the bar, doesn't mean to say it's not going to happen. But generally the mamasang used to be a bar girl themselves, and they know all the scams and the tricks. So she keeps an eye on her bar girls. I mean, let's face it, she's running a business. So she'll try and keep it a nice experience for the Phalang, because they'll come back. When I was there, I never had anybody steal from me. But of course, I never gave them the chance either. I actually took a femon from Beach Road myself. And it wasn't because I was being cheap. Actually, maybe it was. And I kinda tested her. I told her to go get something from 7-Eleven, like some beer and something for herself, and gave her a 1,000 baht note, which is quite a lot in those days. Then after a while, she came back with the beer and something for herself, and gave me back the change. And because of that, I took her back to my hotel room, just to talk for a while. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. So if you're going to Pattaya, have fun, but be careful. You take it easy, fellas.